You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is coal? If you take a blob of plant material, apply pressure and heat for millions of years, you get coal. Coal is a type of rock found all over the world on every continent. It's found in sedimentary rock, which forms as layers of material, sediment, are deposited and built up over time. Since it's made of plant matter from ancient forests, marshes, and swamps, it's considered a fossil. And because we burn it for energy, it's also considered a fossil fuel, just like gas, oil, and petroleum. Coal forms when plants die and end up submerged in a wet environment like a swamp or covered by soil and sediment. In either of those environments, wet or dry, the plant material isn't exposed to the oxygen-rich atmosphere. These protective layers protect the plants from decomposing in oxygen, and it turns into what scientists call peat. As the layers build up over time, getting thicker and thicker, pressure and temperatures increase. Eventually, the peat can be formed into an early-stage, high-moisture, low-quality form of coal called lignite. With more time and pressure, it becomes a higher quality of coal called subbituminous. More time and pressure, it becomes higher quality bituminous. And with even more time and pressure, it can become a very high quality of coal called anthracite, with a lot of carbon and little moisture. The important factors are time, temperature, pressure. More time, higher temperatures, greater pressures. It's what causes moist, carbon-poor peat to become dry, carbon-rich coal. And it takes a long time for the plant matter to go through these changes and become coal. Most of Earth's coal formation started during a geologic time period called the Carboniferous period, about 250 to 350 million years ago. So an interesting question is, why does coal have so much energy? Think about it. Coal is made of plants. As you know, plants take energy from the sun and convert it to chemical energy in the form of plant sugar in a process called photosynthesis. The plants die, become coal, the chemical energy is still there as energy-rich rock. Here's an activity you can try at home. Get some pieces of grilling charcoal and some chunks of peat that are about the same size as the charcoal. You can get those at plant stores. Burn each piece of peat separately. Time it. Get an average. Do the same for the charcoal. Compare the burn rates of the moist, airy, low-carbon peat to the dense, dry, carbon-rich charcoal. Well, we've just learned a little bit about coal. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.